Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The two finalists in Boston's mayoral race are a little up in the air at this hour this morning. We do know that City Councilor Michelle Wu is the top vote-getter, but the second-place finisher, who will move on to the November election to face Wu, is unknown. That's because Acting Mayor Kim Cheney, City Councilor Andrea Campbell, and Councilor Anissa Asaibi-George are all bunched closely together, according to vote counting from the Associated Press this morning. But Asaibi-George is plowing ahead this morning, aiming toward the November election, and joins us now. Good morning, Counselor.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. So we're looking at new numbers this morning, and they kind of show that the race for second place here has tightened up a little bit. Are you seeing that?
You know, we looked at our numbers that we collected across the city last night, and we are excited to be in second place. We are excited to be in the next leg of this campaign and to do the work around that campaign and continue to talk to voters. And I look forward to leading the city as mayor come November.
So despite the squishy numbers this morning, you're confident that you will finish in second place and therefore move on to the election in November?
Yeah, I'm very confident. We don't see the numbers as squishy at all. And, you know, heard from the other campaigns last night that their numbers that they collected last night confirm our very strong second place finish, and look forward to being a part of this campaign going forward.
All right. It is the day after the preliminary election, of course. The race to November is on. It's only 48 days away, Election Day. So I want to ask you about the differences between you and Michelle Wu, the top vote getter. She's a progressive, a supporter of free public transit, rent control, universal pre-K, and child care. Can the city do all that?
The city can't do all of that. The city can certainly, and I'm a supporter and proponent of universal pre-K and supporting our families with their child care and early ed needs. We have to focus on that work. Child care and early ed, especially for our babies, is so expensive for so many of our families. We need to find an answer and find solutions to that real challenge for our families here across the city of Boston. We as a city cannot free the T. We certainly can work in partnership with our colleagues at the state level and the legislature and at the MBTA to find ways to improve the T service. That is something that we need to do. When we think about the T as a public good, we need to make sure that it is good and that it is accessible and efficient and works for the people, especially here in the city of Boston. We've also got a lot of work to do around creating greater affordability in our housing market and to create very direct pathways to ownership for our city's families, for our city's residents, in every neighborhood and every part of our city. I'm excited to engage in these conversations very directly with Councilor Wu and look forward to the work that we need to do as a city to make sure that we are representing and supporting our city's residents.
Boston is, of course, considered a pretty liberal or a very liberal city. You've been described as the most conservative candidate in the field during the preliminary election. Do you accept that label?
I don't accept that label, and I don't take to labels. I think that the work of leading the city is much more important and much more complex than labels allow for. I actually think it's a little lazy when people just sort of quickly go to these labels. I am proud of my work as an at-large city councilor representing some of our most vulnerable communities, especially when we think about the impacts of COVID on our communities of color over this last year and a half, when we think about the impacts of the opioid crisis and substance use disorder and homelessness and mental illness on many of our communities and the impact it has had on so many of our families across the city of Boston. I am very much focused on the work of providing high quality education for all of our students across our Boston public schools in particular, and supporting our families to make sure that their kids have access to that high quality education. The label that I'm most interested in earning is that of mayor, and to, at this point in time, throughout the course of the campaign, continue to do the work that I am committed to as an at-large city councilor. We've got a lot of work to do to help our city's residents access economic opportunity, be a part of the workforce, to have access to high-quality education, to make sure that we are working in partnership with our colleagues at the state level around public transit. We've got a lot of work to do, and I think that labels, you know, sort of take away from the importance of the work of leading the city.
Given all the issues facing Boston that we've both ticked off in just the last couple of minutes, let me ask you one more question, which is, what is your vision of Boston under a mayor, Asaibe George?
And when I think about the work of my administration, it is about fulfilling the promise to the people of Boston that you know, you have access to a high-quality education. Every school, every seat, every child is having that experience, that we can drive down the cost of housing in the city, that we can create greater affordability across the spectrum, including in the rental market, as well as ownership for our city's residents, that we are working every day to make sure that we have a safe city and a just city, and that we are responding very directly to the needs of our city's residents. And that is on the big issues, whether it's education, whether it's climate action, whether it's public safety, whether it's transit, but also on the issues around basic city services, that we are filling potholes, making sure that the streetlights turn on, that we are building playgrounds and picking up the trash. It is all very important. And when I think about my work that lies ahead and the legacy of an Asaibe George administration, it is about all of those things. And I think most important is that as mayor, and this has been my reputation as an at-large city councilor, that I am engaged with the people of Boston, that I am present in their communities, and that they have both access to me and that I am responsive and responsible to their needs as residents in this city.
Boston City Councilor Anissa Asaibe George, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.